Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. FIFA president discouraged over corruption probe. Head of FIFA saying the indictments have shamed football. Speaking at the 65th FIFA Annual Congress in Zurich, Sepp Blatter said the federation faces more bad news and warned that the next few months will not be easy.
We cannot allow the reputation of football and FIFA to be dragged through the mud any longer. It has to stop here and now.
The United States filed charges of lies, corruption, and bribery against 14 current and former top FIFA officials Wednesday. Prosecutors say sports media executives paid or agreed to pay millions of dollars to the FIFA officials in exchange for marketing rights to tournaments. Iraqi security officials say two car bombs exploded at 2 5-star hotels in Baghdad, killing at least 10 people. The first explosion occurred in a parking lot of the Babylon Hotel late Thursday, killing 6. Moments later, another car bomb struck outside a former Sheraton hotel, killing 4. There's been no claim of responsibility. A coalition of Syrian rebel fighters led by an al-Qaeda branch took over the last government-held city in northwestern Idlib province, which borders Turkey. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian forces pulled out of Ariha Thursday after bitter fighting with the al-Fateh army. The number of casualties is unclear. Al-Fateh is a rebel coalition led by the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Nusra Front. Burundi's Catholic Church says it's withdrawing its support of the country's upcoming elections following weeks of political unrest. Burundi's Catholic bishops say it is asking its clergy, who serve on electoral commissions, to step down from those positions. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council will meet Friday to talk about the threat of foreign terrorist fighters, both to the conflict zones where they fight and to their home countries when they return. UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
The United Nations estimates that there are between 15 and 20,000 foreign terrorist fighters, or FTFs, maybe even 30,000. The fighters are as young as 14 years old and include women. They come from virtually every corner of the world. The Security Council will assess progress since September, when President Barack Obama presided over the adoption of a resolution intended to halt the flow of FTFs. The resolution called for the implementation of several measures, including the screening of airline passenger lists, disrupting funding to armed groups, and improving the sharing of relevant information among states to stop terrorists from recruiting, planning, or participating in attacks. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that defense officials are looking at ways to enhance efforts to train and equip pro-government forces in Iraq as they battle Islamic State fighters. The U.S. has been conducting airstrikes in Iraq since August, but so far ruled out sending in any ground troops of its own. Human rights groups say there's been a surge of executions in Saudi Arabia. The country carried out its 89th prisoner execution this week, roughly the total number killed in all of last year. Human Rights Watch Middle East researcher Adam Kugel says officials are giving no reason for the increase.
Because the Saudi Arabian authorities do not comment publicly on this issue other than to say that under Islamic law it's their right to carry out executions, because they don't release information, we really don't know for sure why there's been such a rise in the number of those executions over the last, really, 8 to 9 months.
The rise in executions began last August after Islamic State militants attacked cities and towns in Iraq and Syria. Conservationists say the elephant population in Mozambique shrunk almost 50% in the past 5 years because of poaching. The U.S.-based Wildlife Conservation Society reports the number of elephants in Mozambique totals only about 10,300 today. That's compared to more than 20,000 5 years ago. An alleged Nazi war criminal wanted by Russia for a 1943 massacre has died in Quebec, Canada, at the age of 93 of an apparent stroke. Vladimir Kachruk was number 2 on the Simon Wiesenthal Center's list of the most wanted Nazi war criminals. Kachruk allegedly took part in the murders of civilians in the Soviet village of Katyn, now part of Belarus. The villagers were locked inside a barn set on fire. Kachruk is accused of gunning down the victims while fleeing from the burning building. He moved to Canada in 1951, spending the rest of his life as a beekeeper. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.